What is our chapter two Mishnah Fas? I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Sha'al Rabbi Yishmael is Rabbi Yoshua Keshu Mahalchin Bederech. That Rabbi Yishmael asked Rabbi Yoshua a question when the two of them were walking on the way. Amalo, and this was the question he asked him. He said, "B'mnaim mai asru gvinas hagoyim." Why did the Chachomim forbid the cheese of Gentiles? So Amalo, he answered him back, "M'pneishma midin oisa bekeiva shel nevela," because it's curdled with the remnant of a carcass. So what they do when the animal died, they used to take out the contents of the stomach. They still do. They used to take out the contents of the stomach and use that to coagulate the cheese. Not actually a very nice thought. Not for this time of the day. But he says they used to do that with the rennet of a carcass, meaning that, you know, it wasn't an animal that was shechted properly. And then they used to go and take the contents of its stomach to make the cheese. So he says that's why the cheese of non-Jewish people is forbidden, because the source of it is forbidden. So Amaloi says, "Etim v'alo kevas oila chamur mikevas nevela," but is not the stomach of a burnt offering more stringent than the stomach contents of a nevela? For Amru, and we've learned, Kohen Shaddai to Yafe Sorfa Chai, that a Kohen who has like the fortitude, you know, he has like the... Yeah, he has the guts. He can drink the contents raw of an oila offering. So that if they shechted an oila offering, and they open it up and they found the contents of the stomach over there, if the kohen liked that sort of thing, I don't know. So he could drink it raw, even though the oila offering had to be burnt up on the altar. This kohen could drink it. Lo hiduloi, and the rabbis didn't agree with him. Aval amr einin em velom mo'elin. They said, you can't get benefit, but you're also not liable for me'ilah, for using temple property. But the point is, that line is really an aside. The point is, you see that he held that you could drink the contents of an oila offering. So if you could drink the contents of an oila, why can't they use the contents of a nevela? So he says, Chaza amruloi. So he retracted and he gave him a different reason. He said, "Mimnei shema midin oisa bekevas egle avodah zara," because we worry that they will use the contents of the stomach of something that's been used for idolatry, and that is definitely more stringent, because that is a very stringent category. So Amoloi says, "Hit him back." Okay, that's fine. But imkain lamelo ashri bahno, it should be forbidden to get any benefit from the cheese of a non-Jewish person. Never mind just that you're not allowed to eat it. You shouldn't even be allowed to sell it or feed it to animals or anything like that. So sila davar acher. So a very interesting thing. He diverted his attention away from the matter. So it brings over here in the Kohati, he says that the reason he diverted his attention was that at this time it was a new decree, and the rabbis had a custom that they wouldn't reveal the reason for a new decree for 12 months, lest someone cast doubt on the reason and they take the decree lightly. How's that? They used to issue a new decree in those days at the time of the Mishnah, and they would keep the reason secret. They wouldn't tell anybody, because then people start coming with their own... You know what I'm saying? Their own logic as to why they don't agree with the decree. So they would keep the decree shtum. They would make the decree, keep it for a year, and at the end of... keep the reason secret for a year, and then only after the year would they actually start telling people the reason for the decree. So Amrulo, so this is what he distracted him with, really, an aside. Yishmael Achi, Yishmael, my brother. Hey, Chatakore, how do you read the verse? Ki tovim doidecha miyayin. Do you read it, do you pronounce the word doidecha? Or ki tovim dodayich, with the one's masculine and the second one's feminine. How do you pronounce it? Because the letters are the same, but obviously without the vowels, you could pronounce it either way. Amaloi says, answered him, ki tovim dodayich. He says the feminine way. So Amaloi says, Eina davar kai. No, you're wrong. He says to him, Sharei chaverim alamed alav. The next verse says, Lareach shmonecha tovim. That in the next verse, the next verse is phrased in a masculine sense. Therefore, the previous word must be pronounced in a masculine sense. They're completely aside. Nothing. He's just diverting his attention away from the original question. That's all he was doing.